Welcome to today's episode. I'm Graham Blakelock, and today we're diving into Leviticus 16, a chapter that's central to understanding the heart of Israel's worship, the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur. This chapter describes the detailed procedures the high priest must follow once a year to make atonement for the sins of the people and the sanctuary itself. It's a day of solemnity, reflection, and renewal. The high priest, Aaron in this case, first offers sacrifices for himself and his household, acknowledging his own need for cleansing. He then takes two goats. One is sacrificed as a sin offering for the people, and the other, the scapegoat, is symbolically burdened with the sins of Israel and led away to be released into the wilderness. This ritual underscores the serious nature of sin and the need for a proper means of atonement. The high priest enters the most holy place, the inner part of the tabernacle, with blood, to sprinkle it on the atonement cover of the Ark of the Covenant. This act signifies the cleansing of the sanctuary from the impurities of sin, making it holy and fit for God's presence. If you add up the number of times that Jesus' blood was sprinkled at the crucifixion, it totals 7 times as well. Leviticus 16 reveals how God established a tangible, repeated process to remind his people of their need for forgiveness and his provision for that forgiveness. It's a powerful picture of reconciliation, how sin separates, but God, through his grace, provides a way back into relationship. As we reflect on this chapter, it points us forward to the ultimate atonement made through Jesus Christ, who entered the true Holy of Holies once and for all with his sacrifice. Thanks for listening. If you want to continue the conversation and explore more about God's plan for atonement, visit our podcast supersite at godstreamradio.com. There, you'll find podcasts from leading Christian authors and many talented Christian musicians. Join us and deepen your understanding of God's incredible love and mercy.